My next guest's old key card still worked to get her in the office. That's good. Longtime journalist, WGN producer Ann Johnsos has published her first book. It's called Potty Mouth, Big Thoughts from Little Brains, and the book documents actual conversations Ann and her husband had with their children. But it's not a children's book, per se. And it's not just a book, it's now a stage act. Potty Mouth will be on stage this Thursday night at the M Lounge in South Loop, 1520 South Wabash Street. And Anne will share the stage with another parent and writer, journalist Charlie Meyerson.
Hi.
Charlie, the publisher of ChicagoPublicSquare.com. Both Anne and Charlie here tonight. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
It's like a homecoming of sorts. Charlie, not as much, but...
No, I know.
They paid me to work at WGN
for 2 years.
You remind me of that every time.
I know.
All right, let's start with the book, because this book is great, and it's... It's something that comes out of a project that you're putting a lot of this stuff on Facebook. But it's, I mean, this is a lifetime project, of course. You have children who are middle school age. But talk about the process, because it started, obviously we started to gain traction on Facebook, but it started way before that.
Yeah, and so you have a 10-year-old. My girls are now 9 and 11. And when they were itty-bitty, I remember... They would just say, like, if they couldn't say balloon, they'd say bamoon or whatever. And I'd be like, oh, well, I must write this down. It's so precious. But we wrote it down. And then in around 2006, Facebook happened. And I was teaching at Northwestern, so I had access to Facebook before it was commonly, acceptable.
Right.
And so I just started posting little funny things. But they did gain traction. And also, I was joking that the iPhone... is, I can type things down as they say them, so I can really sort of live write, or I'm live tweeting their lives. But so it all converged. Then it became sort of an online diary.
Yeah, and I mean, Charlie, you brought into this project because you're friends, but at the same time, you have spent your lifetime with your boys documenting their moves.
Yeah, we have three sons, the youngest of whom is 25, and none of whom will be named, identified by name in my presentation. They all have plausible deniability. But yeah, we made an early decision with our firstborn and then followed through with each of the other two boys that we would create journals and write journals. And so we have for each of them, from birth up until high school graduation, the same kinds of clever, funny things that Anne has been recording with her daughters. And when I saw Anne's posts on Facebook over the years, they were delightful, remarkable, funny. And every once in a while, I would chip in one or two of my corresponding stories to her Facebook page. And then our friend Karen Kring, who is the great connector in Chicago media, said, you guys should get on stage and do this together. And so it's Anne's show, but I'm happy to play a small role in the presentation.
And when you started with the journaling, was the goal just for posterity? Was the idea that we're just going to hold on to this so when they're older, we'll have fun looking at this? Or what did it turn into a creative pursuit?
It did, Charlie talked about a little bit, like, when you're a journalist, so you document whatever you have. And so when I was home with the babies when they were little, I didn't have a lot of work going on, so I became the documenter of my life, right? And I wrote it down because I wanted to remember it. But as it has grown, the girls have, they've read it. They have memorized some of it. They quote themselves, which is hilarious to me. But so it's become a really joyful sort of something we can share.
And as I mentioned, I mean, it's not a children's book per se, because a lot of the stuff might be, more adult type content. That's the fun part of a kid talking about their privates or things like that. But the point being, are there any things in the book where the girls are like, that's embarrassing?
We went through the manuscript before I sent it to anyone, and they did take some things out. And as we talked, I don't post the really, really private things, because that would be not good parenting. Not that I'm saying good.
Did they have independent counsel as you went through the book with them?
Exactly. No, but we do have a therapy jar.
But I want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Is that in the book?
Nope, not yet. But the idea was they could refuse anything.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest doesn't like the whole idea of like people knowing about toots, but she also understands that when a 3-year-old toots, it's really funny, and it's not about an 11-year-old. We're not talking about an 11-year-old. So, but it's really interesting. This book has sold to families, and the children do like it. And I don't know if it's because they resonate, or maybe the drawings.
Yeah.
I never thought kids would be interested in it. And
well, I could see. I mean, the stories, and we'll read a couple of the stories coming up here after the break. But I mean, they are relatable and they're funny. I mean, they're funny in the way that what your daughter said are funny. So I can understand why kids would find it funny. I always love that concept of writing about your private life but keeping things private.
Right.
And that we have a lot of artists on the program. We talk about what that is, that what's the right balance and striking that balance when you're approaching this work and seeing it as a creative outlet and possibly something you're going to share with the world. How often or how early does that question come up?
Well, it was helpful with Facebook in that I only had friends. You know, it wasn't public. It wasn't Twitter. So I had a trusted community. And so if something didn't fly, and I have a really good friend who totally thinks I don't talk straight enough when it comes to sex and gender and all that. And so she'll call me out on it. She's like, don't.
Really?
Don't let them believe that, you know, tell them what it is. And so that kept me honest. And if something really sort of, you know, set off a little bit of a match, I would just delete it. I would say, if this is going to make my kids upset later, or if it's going to, you know, anyway, it's supposed to be just a fun look at parenting,
right?
And a send up, right? You know, nothing controversial.
Well, you've made that pact with your boys, Charlie, so that they get plausible deniability, but I mean, there is something to be said about, you know, putting out their stories for.
Yeah, well, you know, this is something that all parents now deal with in the era of Facebook. I mean, all parents are, I think, are inclined to brag or at least share stories about their kids with their friends, and so with every post, every one of us has to make that decision: is this something that is appropriate to share? Mm-hmm. And I frequently now am told by my sons in particular that I share too much, not just about them but about me. And so that
now we do that too. Now
the foot's on the shoes on the other
foot. Now that our son is 10 years old, if we post his image in any form on Instagram or Facebook, he gets the permission.
It's interesting because we're just getting there.
Yeah.
You know, my kids are very aware that I like to take their pictures, and sometimes they'll just say, don't, or don't post this. And then,
don't,
you know,
post this,
yeah.
Right.
They're not on Facebook yet, so they have no idea.
They will, though. They will.
They will.
It'll all come back to roost. Ann Johnson's in studio. She is the author of Potty Mouth, Big Thoughts from Little Brains, of course, longtime journalist here in Chicago, and former employee here at WGN. Of course, Charlie Meyerson as well, who will be part of the show where Potty Mouth goes from book to stage in the South Loop on Thursday night at M Lounge, 1520 South Wabash Street. We will talk more about the staged version of this and get some readings here in the second half of this segment. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here in studio, Ann Johnsos and Charlie Meyerson. Ann's book, of course, Potty Mouth, Big Thoughts from Little Brains, and it will be turned from a book to a stage show at the M Lounge in the South Loop on Thursday night. That's coming up this February 22nd, 1520 South Wabash Street. The show starts at 6:30. Ann, where's this idea come from? I mean, we heard that Karen was the one who brought it together, but what have you guys done for this? I mean, is it the idea that you just get up there and read your book and then Charlie plays the flute?
No, there will be no flute.
No flute?
And not by me, anyway, at this performance. But thank you for remembering.
Actually, Charlie organized. So, you know, Karen said you guys should get together. And I was thinking, okay, she's like the fairy godmother I never had. And then Charlie put together, you know, a working script, which just said, Ann, Charlie, Ann, Charlie, Ann, Charlie.
It was a lot of work, but I did it.
You did
a lot of copying and pasting, and my fingers were tired at the end, but it worked.
What are you going with? I mean, what's the concept that you want to do with the stage?
Well, Ann has done all the hard work. I mean, her book has broken out her funny stories by subject matter, and I said, Ann, pick the ones that you most want to tell, and then I'll search through the 31 years of is actually no 25 probably years of documents that we have on our kids, and I'll try to find stories that more or less match up with yours, and so it really is Ann's show. I mean, it's her book. And I have a few accent points that I'll drop in along the way from our kids'
experiences. To go from journal to book to stage, how much editing goes into that? I mean, do you have to change the way you approach your work when you're performing it in a microphone?
Very much so for me, because I...
we'll find out.
I know, exactly right. Ask us Friday. I had to, you know, and Charlie helped, you know, some of my page stuff has a title that sort of indicates what the page, and you don't need that on stage. You don't need to sort of break it apart again and again.
Right.
I write the way my kids talk, which means that they have speech.
Yeah,
they had
right.
speech impediments. So it's actually easier for me to read the stuff because I'm channeling what they sounded like. So I think it's more fun to do it
right,
out loud.
Right, right. Are you trying to channel it? Is how they sounded?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. So
we're going to hear a little bit of it too. Charlie, same thing for you?
Yeah. I mean, the early years for the kids are filled with that kind of phonetic spelling to capture the mispronunciations and the enunciation problems they have. And then as they get older, and this is an experience that Anne has yet to experience, you get the more sarcastic, cynical remarks from the teenagers at the dinner table.
I was going to say, are you going to have part two, part three, part four of this kind of thing when the girls get bigger?
Well, I have enough for part two and part three if we want, even at this young age. But, I did say that you kind of have to draw the line at, like, puberty. Because
right.
I don't know that anyone wants that discussed. I mean, well, probably some people do. But, I think I have to stop there. But there are other books in line if
right.
anybody wants them. But so far, I'm not sure anybody does.
I think we do. Well, let's hear a little bit of Potty Mouth, Big Thoughts from Little Brains. This is Ann Johnson's book. This will also be on stage at M Lounge in the South Loop coming up on Thursday.
The topic we've chosen to share with you tonight is brutal honesty.
Oh, there we go. Good one. All right, take it away, guys.
5-year-old. Mommy, why don't you wear makeup when you drive me to school? Me. Why? I'm just dropping you off. I don't even get out of the car. 5-year-old. The car has windows.
This is an exchange with a 14-year-old. Him. Dad, my friend's dad gives him $50 for every A. Me, stepping into it. But his dad is hardly ever around. He travels a lot. Would you like me to give you the money and then never be around? Him. That would be a win-win situation.
3-year-old. I cute because I little. 6-year-old. That's because all little people are cute. Me. Right. When you're little, you're cute. As you get older, you become beautiful. 6-year-old. And when you get way old like mama, you get professional.
A little cutting right there from the show that's going to be at the M Lounge in the South Loop coming up on Thursday. It's called Potty Mouth. In studio tonight, Ann Johnsos and Charlie Meyerson, WGN royalty. Great to have you guys back here.
Royalty?
Well,
yeah, not Ann, maybe.
Ann,
yeah,
of course. Ann, of course. I'm not sure. But okay, former staff members.
Okay, exactly.
Does
that work? Lackeys. It's so much fun to see you.
It's great to see you.
Listen to you, too.
The book is Potty Mouth, Big Thoughts from Little Brains, and it is a great book, and it's also a lot of what friends of Ann have known for years from being friends on Facebook, and it's awesome to see it in print, and we look forward to part two, part three, part four, and part five. Charlie Meyerson will be on stage with Ann at M Lounge in the South Loop coming up here on Thursday, 1520 South Wabash Street, 6:30 p.m. And he's the publisher of ChicagoPublicSquare.com.
Sign up. It's a free daily email, ChicagoPublicSquare.com. Go there right now, and then I'll be able to brag to Justin after the show. You got me 10 new subscribers, ChicagoPublicSquare.com.
There you go. And Charlie, great to see you guys.
Great to see you. Thanks.